Hitman Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head West up Coast. In here, man. Look, this dude's no stranger.
Yeah.
He's back. He's here, man.
What up?
Nipsey Hussle, brother.
Yeah. Man, Victory lap. Yeah, it's time.
We finally What's got up? A date now, huh?
Yeah, we locked in. We got a pre-order link. We got the art out. We got the single out.
How does it feel, man, to officially get this part off your chest? Because I know it's been a long time coming. People been waiting for this victory lap. February 16th, right? There we go. So now how does it feel, man, to finally get this off your chest, bro?
Good. Actually, it feel good.
Yeah.
I feel like a relief, you know, like it's not out yet, but you know, it's locked in.
No, but I'm saying what I'm saying. Like it's official. It's go time now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Everything's ready to go.
So I don't know. Actually I feel a gang of ways for real, but I just feel relieved and I feel like a big pressure off my back.
Yeah.
I feel excited to see the feedback.
Yeah.
And just as an artist, really, really happy that I get to be appreciated on 16 new records. You know what I'm saying? On a major platform.
Right.
You know, with more support than I ever had for any of my releases.
And the thing is, like, when I was listening to the project at the listening, I'm listening to it like, damn, this is a different record. This is a different record.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I, you know, we done been in the studio.
Yeah.
So, like, and we'll, like you saying, this is homie talk. Like, we'll sit in the studio and chop it up for hours. But the thing is, I'm listening to the shit, and I'm like, damn, this is a different record.
Yeah.
I ain't heard this one yet.
Yeah,
so
you swap
some shit out.
Of course.
How many are, like, when... I think it was a couple months ago when we was locked in the studio.
Yeah.
But you switched up. Do you still have that? I don't want to give too much away because I don't know when or where. But that triumph. That, remember that shit with the horns?
Yeah.
That's still, of course. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
that's
God.
In there.
No, you, Chuck.
Yeah, that's
this
in
shit
there.
Is fucking incredible.
Yeah, that's
I'm
in there.
What I'm just telling there. You nah, right now.
Yeah, I fuck with Nip shit because your shit is real cinematic. And it's been like that for a few years, in my personal opinion. I've seen the evolution. I've been down with you for a minute. I've been able to peep the progression from the mixtape days to now.
Right.
And that's one thing that always stands out. And I feel like if that's one thing that you would do as far as switching records out, it's got to be even bigger, got to be even better.
Mm-hmm.
How many victory laps were there prior to this right now?
Man, you know, it was a work in progress for some years.
Hell
so,
yeah.
You know, as an artist, you're going to be bipolar the whole way through.
Right.
So it was songs that made the list, got taken off. My niggas argue me down. Nah, you tripping.
Yeah, right.
Throw that back on there. Nigga, I walk out. Fuck that, I quit. You know what I'm saying?
Get out of there.
Me and my engineer had real arguments.
Real arguments, serious.
Let's just play that out. What would be the argument of the engineer? What would be your argument?
I mean, I just be like, have my laptop open, going through songs and he'll see the playlist and just...
Damn.
Yeah, you be like, my nigga, come
like,
on,
we just
bro.
Worked on this whole shit, my
like, nigga. Like, my nigga. And you know, but he like, I ain't feeling that, bro.
I'm not feeling that edit. Smack in the teeth, right?
Yeah, like, fix that.
Yeah,
Nip, bring that one back. You can't get rid of this song, but, you know, and then I'll be like, why? Well, because of this reason. And nah, fuck that, I feel like this. And we'll have arguments and shit, but the track list that we landed on, and the order that it's in is a combination of, like, real debate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of the songs was unquestionable.
You had to have it on
you
there.
You can't have it.
Like, what he was probably talking about, too.
Yeah, it's like, nigga,
oh, that shit was mandatory.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm going to start tripping.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, let me ask him this shit first so to set the tone
before I start tripping.
Our conversation.
Yeah. Right. Nah, but... You know, sometimes it'll be a new batch of records that get made, and then they'll be like, you know, these kind of X out these.
Yeah.
They kind of occupy the same space, but they're a lot better.
Yeah.
So it was some of that going on. But yeah, man, like, it became so much of a anticipation and a, like, is he really gonna drop victory?
Right.
Like, that the songs.
Yeah. You was quarter line getting to that Dre status of detox.
Nah, I felt like that. But then that put pressure on the songs too, because it was so much like hype on the album now, because
gotcha.
It had taken so long that, you know, we was really had a high bar for the records. Because we know the expectation now that it's taking so long and just what we building off of with our other mixtapes. Mm-hmm. that the songs had to exceed the expectation.
Now, is Victory Lap going to be $100 or $1,000?
It'll be regular priced on iTunes.
Sure, market price.
Yeah, for sure. Streaming everything. But then we're going to have a Proud to Pay
campaign.
Campaign. Yes. Also. That'll be attached to Victory Lap. And this product's so dope, homie, when y'all see this one.
See, the thing is, that's what I want people to know about you, too. Because even when I'm traveling, like, you've been everywhere. Like, but even when I'm traveling, like, you know, I'm steady pushing some West Coast shit.
Got to.
Off top.
Off top. Mm-hmm. So when I'm going, people are like, man, what's up with Nip? I'm like, bro, the bro is like one of the most intellectually sound individuals like I ever had the privilege of having a conversation with.
Thank you, homie, that's a great compliment.
It's more like you a brand, you an entity.
Right.
And I think that you look at yourself that way,
right,
which is why your shit is completely segregated from everybody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then also with the Marathon store, I want you to talk about, like, just give somebody a gem. Because, like, me and you, we've traded so much conversation just off camera.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like, gives, like, we, and it'll be some bars, some gems in there. Just give somebody a gem as far as on, like, how to take your business to the next level in the rap shit. Because a lot of rappers are rappers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't understand that they're a brand.
They don't understand that. And I'll be trying to explain that to the little homies all the time. Like, mm-hmm, bro, you a brand. You got to take yourself seriously like a brand.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, give them a, like, one thing.
Man, just what you just said, you know, one of the best pieces of advice I got was, like, you know, Big Bob told me, like, hustle, don't ever look at yourself as a rap star.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna confuse yourself. It's no definitive rules. If you look at yourself as a brand, it's rules.
Gotcha.
It's rules to creating a power brand. And if you follow the rules, your brand become powerful.
Mm.
And if you don't, your brand lose power.
Mm.
Rap ain't no rules other than make good rap.
Right.
And it be all type of shit flying, and it's it's kind of confusing on how to become like a rapper.
Gotcha.
But if you want to become a powerful brand, it's a clear cut path to that. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of feel like you stepped outside the space of what rappers typically do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got your brand set up to the point where I honestly felt like you didn't even need to do the label situations.
Right.
So for you, why was it important for you to, like you said, take it to that next level and go the major route when you could literally just drop songs and drop projects the way you've been doing, people fuck with it, obviously making your money,
right,
and still make that impact. In my personal opinion, but for right. you, why did you feel like signing the deal, doing the Atlantic situation made more sense for you this go around?
You know, I always looked at myself in the tradition of like, or my team and All Money In and what we was trying to build in the tradition of like Rough Riders and Rockefeller and Murder Inc. and DTP and Grand Hustle and these dope brands that was homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, movements that turned into mainstream situations,
gotcha,
but they did it on their terms,
gotcha,
and they leveraged the type of deals that, you know, they maintain their executive status as they went into the mainstream, into the majors, and that was my goal. You know what I'm saying?
To operate as a partner,
operate as a business, as All Money In, not like I gotta go in as Nipsey by myself.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, from my experience and my study in the game, you losing power. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more power being able to operate as a company. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And what that means is it's a specific, you know, thing that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To the difference between operating as a company and as an artist, mm-hmm, but just like coming after the Rockefellers and the Grand Hustles and the Disturbing the Pieces, they have ventures. They, you know what I mean? They
right.
they have partnerships with
right.
these labels. So I knew that they do them type of deals.
Got you.
You just gotta work and create the environment to where you could be like, you know, because in their mind they're like, why?
Yeah,
why?
You gotta have to be able to demand that.
Yeah, why, bro? We spending our money.
Absolutely.
Why are we partnering with you? Why are we split the money with you, the profit with you, and the ownership? Why? For what? You gotta really define a reason. And it's not no throwaway, like.
It's got to be clear cut.
You have to really be able to justify that request. You know,
look,
what
motherfuckers paying $1,000 for my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My shit already, I'm already doing my shit.
Yo,
anyway.
Yeah. I got to commend you for that, because, like, you really stepped out and did something different. I've heard you talk about, you know, where the motivation came from and setting up those campaigns. But from starting off with being in situations, obviously, I was listening to Keys to the City today.
Yeah.
He just happened to be randomly listening to it, and he's like, Def Jam Pass, you know what I'm saying? Atlantic Pass.
Yeah.
Now going back, circling back, it's like now you're doing it on your own terms, setting up this situation. I know that's got to be an incredible feeling.
Yeah, that's what I'm most proud about, honestly. Mm. Then obviously the music too, but just, you know, my executive hand now and the executive move we was able to make.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's what I'm most proud about. You know what I'm saying? And being able to, you know, even look at my contract.
Yeah.
In my contract, say all money in.
Crazy.
Atlantic Records.
That's crazy.
You know
when you see that shit, like actually in ink though, like that gotta do something to you.
Them is the moments we was, you know, anticipating as kids and as young people, like and coming into hip hop.
Yeah.
That moment, you know what I'm saying? And it being real, you know what I mean? I'm super proud about that. You know, me and my brother and Adam, and then, you know, Fats, rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this from jump, you know what I'm saying, that this was the plan. So that's what I'm most proud about.
You
know,
that you also like a real student of the game too. Like, I think people like your voice, different people who actually have the mind for it, that can handle this type of shit, because it's a lot of pressure too.
Definitely.
Because you have shit roll downhill. You got a lot of people depending on your success, just like you depend on your success.
Absolutely.
So I'm thinking, like, you being a student of the game sets the tone.
Yeah.
Like, reading books, articles,
right,
studying. Like, you know way more shit than the average rapper knows.
Right.
Artist, producer, you know production. You know what I'm saying? You'll go in and be like, oh, I want this. And I've seen you do that in the studio. Like, oh, no, I want this. I want it to feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because you study. Like, you be in the trenches. We was in there, and I could see you picking, I want this sample. I want you to pull this piece.
Right.
I want you to move that over there.
Right.
And I think, like, you even engineering. Like, I saw you working Pro Tools. Yeah. It's like, damn, like.
But is that like a learned habit, or is that something that you develop over years?
It's
like,
crazy.
No, I mean, I would say this, like, and I'm assuming, but I would assume that y'all do more than. Y'all do more than. Talk on the mic.
Absolutely.
I bet y'all, even though that might not be the job, job might be just to be the personality, right? But I bet you know how to
load
get on that computer
up
and load that shit and press record and worst case
and video.
Yeah, and get
audio,
the lights right and get the mic.
All that.
Just based on y'all, this is what y'all do.
The profession, right.
And y'all might, you got a good relationship with your engineer or your show producer.
Right.
And so, you know, you might pay attention to what he's doing and y'all might be talking, what's that, bro?
Right.
You know, and. Right. And you know what I'm saying? That's kind of what happened with me. I was in the studio as a way of life.
Mm.
And, you know, it's my life. I'm in here. So I learned how to engineer off watching.
Every single button.
Yeah, just paying attention on accident, watching. Convo pop up. What's that? How you do? No, this the shortcut, bro, right here. Oh, bingo. Good looking. You know what I'm saying?
Got it. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even with production and the whole studio operation, you'll soak it up, you know what I mean? And then also being in the studio by yourself, you might hear a beat and be like, I got a rap.
Go, yeah.
I'm feeling it right now.
I can't
wait for the engineer. Right. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Load this up.
Let's go.
And it's that serious, you know? Even me and Jay Stone, he used to be my engineer.
Mm.
So Monday, he'll be my engineer and I will rap.
Mm.
And Tuesday, I'll be his engineer and he'll rap. Right.
Get the fuck out
and
of
Wednesday,
here.
And Wednesday, he'll be my, and we go back today, your day, bro. I'm your engineer today.
Going
I don't
want to
rap. I don't want to do nothing but engineer you, bro. I'm going to make your song, get your song done. Because tomorrow, I'm back on the mic, my nigga. So, and that's how we'll ping pong.
Damn.
And I taught him how to engineer so he could record me. Because I'm like, nigga, I can't keep running back and forth to the mic.
Right.
Yeah, sit right here.
To learn this shit. So I need you.
And I record you and when it's your day. And, you know, I felt a 50 Cent line he said one day. He was like, not one day on one of his records. He was like, you know, coming up something. I was in the game by myself. Yada, 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 by myself. Now I got rich, I could hire some help.
Yeah.
I felt that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I feel
that.
A lot of this shit we was doing on our own, and to be able to pull in people to help and like allocate positions, man, I feel like finally.
Now moving into this next chapter with Victory Lap dropping, like I know it's a weight off your shoulder, but then also you a father.
Mm-hmm.
So like being a father,
I need some help, bro.
Yeah, real quick. I was just about to go there. My boy Chuck Dizzle
just
is expecting.
Found out I'm about to be a dad. Hey. You know what I'm saying? So
congratulations,
thank you, man. I need some advice. Being in this industry, man, I know you a vet at this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck am I going to expect? Like, because I'm already used to the grind, grind nonstop. But I know now the attention is going to be literally cut in. I already did the married thing, right?
Yeah.
That was already one, little position I had to cut the time with, which is cool because wifey has her own business too. So we kind of like do the same shit.
Yeah.
But now this is another life coming into the world.
Yeah. That shit's serious.
How do you split your time up, but still go hard on the shit that you passionate about?
Man, it's going to be a sacrifice somewhere. That's the best or realest I could keep it. You're going to sacrifice somewhere.
Something got to give.
You're going to make a sacrifice somewhere along the line. But, in my case, yeah, that shit ain't easy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I ain't gonna
try to create like a cool way of saying it.
Right.
But it's worth it because what you actually doing is like you extending your presence here. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same as why you come to work.
Right.
It's the same as what you up here doing.
Motivation.
You extending your legacy. So even through your son and daughter, all the work you put in. It ain't gonna be one sided. You get a reward out of that. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I gotta just be on. I'm a sniper now. You know what I mean? Just cause I got two babies. I got a daughter and a son. Yeah. So if it ain't about no business, no work, I can give that time to my kids.
Got you.
Real shit. You know what I'm saying? So
and the thing is, what I respect about that too, cause even we just had our anniversary, and I text you, and you was like, "Bro, I got my daughter, but if I can get away, I will."
Yeah.
And I was like, "That's
it. I forgot that convo." Yeah, that was real.
That was some real shit, and I respect that. You know what I mean? Cause I'm gonna keep it solid. I'm terrified to have a kid, bro.
Yeah, I was too. By the way,
running from it.
Like, I was too, homie. You know what I'm saying?
It scares the shit out of me, bro. And I was talking to Khaled. He had just had his son.
Yeah.
I was talking to Khaled about it, about fatherhood, and he was like, "Hey, it's different."
Yeah.
It's different. I know you was already a father, but I'm just saying, like, with a new life, it literally scares the shit out of me, bro.
Of course. Nobody ain't ready for that. Nobody ain't got no...
So you never ready. Is that,
hell
is that true?
Hell nah. And you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, y'all gonna learn together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what's crazy about the kid is that, the kid ain't really tripping as
either
much as
way,
we think they are.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Nah, they like,
they just happy to be there.
A diaper, a bottle, the love.
They
we
cool.
Thinking like, man, we got to make sure.
Yeah, I got to have it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the mother, number one, got the instinct as the mother. So that's going to kick in. And then you support that. And then everything kind of like.
Because I'm thinking I got to have a crib, two cribs.
All that shit set up.
I'm just.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to do all that. That's part of the game. You're going to go crazy, overboard, buy way more shit than you need, do all the extra
like
shit.
It's Christmas. Like, when you get little kids something for Christmas, they care about the boxes. They ain't tripping about the toys. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of similar things. Now, that makes sense, though.
Fuck. Okay, real quick, before you, I know you got to go. The marathon, the clothes, right?
Yeah.
Bro. We go to the grand opening.
That store is fucking phenomenal, by the way.
We go to the grand opening, and I gotta tap into this because I was trying to explain this shit to some of the homies on the East Coast, and I was like, "Bro, when you go in," they was like, "So what's up?" I said, "Bro, you go in the store, you could pick up a tablet, or if you got the app, you hit the phone or whatever, and you just point at shit, and you get free content."
Right.
And it was like, "What?" I'm like, "Bro." Yeah, the thing about it to make it so wild is that it's not the fact that it's built into the shit. I'm talking about what makes it so wild is it's on t-shirts.
Right.
Like it's everywhere, shit you could move.
Right.
You could pick a t-shirt off the shelf and lay it down and point your phone at it and get a nip video.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
The Apple Store done got this shit, bro.
Right. Real shit. And when I first seen the technology, I had the same reaction. I'm like, what?
How the hell?
You know what I'm saying? What is this? And I'm like, we gotta be the first to do this.
Yeah.
And I don't even think the idea has been really, really utilized the right way yet. Even us, we haven't utilized it. The right way to utilize it would be to do this. All right, I got the new album coming out. I got a dope feature on that album, right? A couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I got a new shirt I'm dropping, and the shirt is $100. But if you buy the shirt from December 2nd to December 9th,
mm-hmm.
you get the new single encoded in the shirt.
Shit. In the shirt.
In the actual shirt.
So when you wear the shirt.
Or you could just, you could buy the shirt and then you could stream off of the shirt.
And that's the incentive and
you could experience the single before it's released.
Wow.
So instead of going to like Tidal.
Right.
Excuse me. We'll go to Tidal.
Gotcha.
That's home team.
Gotcha.
Instead of going to like any other platforms.
Digital platform, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exclusive, you'll go to your shirt
because it's still all in-house anyway.
And it's an exclusivity period that instead of it being on any of the platforms for the 7 days,
yeah,
it'll be in your store.
That's crazy.
So that's how you really utilize the technology. And we ain't done that yet, but we will, like a documentary or a video, debut it on your product. And
right.
Then they go buy the product.
On
and
a t-shirt.
Yeah, and they can unlock it and stream it for a week before it goes through the traditional routes, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. That shit is amazing, bro.
Yeah.
And I met the brother, I forgot his name.
Idris. Yeah.
Like, he's a cool dude, too.
Yeah, for sure.
And the thing is that shit fucked me up. I ain't gonna, cause you almost sound stupid explaining it to people.
Yeah, it's hard, I've been doing it all day with these interviews, it's really hard to explain, but when you see it, you get it. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna front to you. When you first told us about it and you came through, talked to Big, and then you was also like on, you know, advertising it. It was like the first smart store ever. I'm like, oh, that's marketing.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah. Everybody exaggerating with the marketing shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm in the store and I'm pointing at everybody motherfucker saying, what's
top
over here? You know what I'm saying? Like
And even in addition to that, like a week after we went live, we're probably like a month. The NBA announced they got smart jerseys.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. They got content encoded into the jerseys. You ain't see that?
Nah. See, that's one of those cases where you're ahead of the curve. And
you always be ahead, bro.
But see, that's the thing. Like, some people are afraid to take those risks and those chances, not knowing when people will catch up to it.
Right.
Like, this whole cryptocurrency shit, too. I want you to break down the basics to that because people don't really understand. Uh-huh. They see the shit rising now.
Right.
But, you know, you've obviously invested into, Follow Coin.
Yeah, we bought equity in Follow Coin. So we co-owners in that. But basically, the cryptocurrency opportunity is just a new version of value trading.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way I can say it. You know what I mean? So as things happen in the world that impact the value, it's going to reflect in the currency market. And so the way people getting rich and getting wealthy in cryptocurrency is they buying at one price.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens. The price goes up,
right?
Just like the stock market.
Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, just like there's always been multiple currencies. You got the US dollar,
mm-hmm.
you got the Japanese yen,
mm-hmm.
you got the euro.
Right.
So now all of these currencies is linked to a country and linked to a government and linked to a bank. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so Bitcoin and these cryptocurrencies are not linked to a country.
Wow.
It's literally value trading.
It's just value. Mm-hmm. So if Head provides a service and let's say you got a beat you produce, for
mm-hmm.
example, and I want to buy it, and it's no country between this transaction.
Damn.
It's no regulation between this transaction.
Whatever the fuck you want.
It's you saying, if I need 2 bitcoins for this beat, and I'll be like, I'll give you 2 bitcoins,
bet.
And I'll send it to you, and now you got it. And now you can go buy something that you want to buy with your bitcoin outside of this central bank, outside of these
regulations, taxes,
all the fees,
and it's the reason why that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, nobody wake up and say, I want to spend money outside the central bank. That ain't an authentic
right thought process.
Yeah, no, that ain't organic. You know what I'm saying? But it's reasons why it's beneficial to have a currency that it has value outside of that, because the central bank, for example, can print their own bills.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we could be trading things of value for bills of no value.
That's exactly
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like gold.
Right.
Of value for things of no value.
Paper. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's important because one day they might wake up like what happened in 08 and say, yeah, we ain't gonna be able to cash out none of these insurance policies, so we're gonna just go out of business.
We ain't fucking with you.
Or yeah, we're not gonna be able to pay back these loans, so we're just gonna shut this bank down.
And you fucked.
You know what I'm saying? So what happened if they do that with the US dollar?
It's going to be mayhem.
It's happened before.
It's like mayhem, bro.
You know what I'm saying? It's happened before, so this is why these currencies are popping up. These alternative currencies that ain't linked to the well-being of a country.
Mm-hmm.
it's regulated in a different way. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucking
That's a lot to digest. No, even that. No, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a computer. You know me. I'm a nerd.
Yeah,
so
you get it.
But I've been on it.
But I'm saying is like right now, it's crazy for people to digest that shit. But it's just even within the last few months, people are starting to understand.
You know what somebody told me not to cut you off?
No, go ahead.
All right, remember the internet came out in the 90s and it was like, it's the information superhighway. Yeah, right. What the fuck does that mean, bro?
Exactly.
And then niggas made Google.
Exactly.
And somebody made Facebook. Yeah. And somebody made Instagram. And somebody made Snapchat. And somebody made Twitter. And somebody made YouTube. Now we understand the internet.
Get it. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen with the blockchain and with cryptocurrency. Somebody's going to make these technologies utilizing in these programs and these these companies and these apps and these, you know, these products are going to get made utilizing the technology, and then we're going to understand
it. See, like, oh, that's the shit you talk about.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
How does that shit feel, though, for you, man? I mean, I know you got the term of, you know, buying back the block, but for you to actually really be doing that shit in your neighborhood, man, what kind of feeling does that feel like to really be setting a tone, making an example, and really doing something for the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Man, you know, we blessed, bro. Honestly, it's a blessing. Even to hear it back coming from, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's a blessing, bro. And it's bigger than us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't just our plan. Obviously, it's another plan in motion.
Gotcha.
Last thing, real quick. What's something that nobody knows about Nip?
We asked Game this shit. Game said he played the trumpet. We was like,
he played the trumpet.
Trumpet?
Yeah, nah.
Something that people just wouldn't know about you.
Man, I'm like fascinated with space. I was like a kid that was fascinated with astronomy and with space, and I always was like, if I ain't rap, I'd probably be into that. One of the things I'd be into was like space and like, you know, exploration and like, it's physicists. It's like famous physicists that I follow and check them out on YouTube.
Really?
Some nerd shit,
absolutely.
And tap into what they
love that shit.
Yeah. So
you fuck with like the Collider, the CERN facility?
Of course.
All that
the
shit.
Hydron Collider. I'm into that.
So what do you think about the whole theory of people thinking that the Earth is flat?
That's bullshit. I ain't a conspiracy theory.
None of that shit.
That's bullshit. No disrespect to whoever preaching that shit, but I don't believe the Earth is flat I'm yet to see a nigga fall off it. And I've been on some boats and some cruises. I've been in a plane and seen the curve of the Earth.
Right.
I've been high enough up to see the Earth curve. So I don't know where niggas got that flat Earth theory from.
Can't be real, man.
Yeah.
But dude, man, we appreciate you taking your time. I know you got a lot of shit to do.
Now we family, man. Y'all know this not just because it sound good to say that on air. You know, we this ain't no work. We just chopping it. You know what I'm saying? It's love.
Thank you, bro.
Nip Hustle.
Yeah, Victory Lap, man. Go grab that pre-sale order. Get the single. It's out ASAP.
That's right, man. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle. DJ Head.
West Coast.
Yeah.